Trisha Blackburn, your game credit has expired.
Computer? What have I been doing in this tub?
Floating in a saline solution enhances the realism of a customer's virtual reality experience by cutting you off from outside sensation.
VR, again. But messier. Well, I gotta give you credit for realism.
Please remember to rate us on VRGameGuides.com.
1 star. The most perfect simulation I could ever imagine. But content of game drove me to point of insanity and left me permanently unable to distinguish reality from fantasy.
We're sorry your experience hasn't met your expectations. Please bring up your troubles with the front desk and we'll try to make things right for you.
Computer, why isn't this door opening? This is a door, right?
Most doors here on Earth are manual. Grasp the knob, turn it, and push.
Welcome to the lobby, Ensign Blackburn.
Commander LaQuill, I see you're human again.
I'm afraid that's something I'll have to get used to.
Is Minnie here?
Still missing.
So, what's going on? I'm told we were in a VR game. Again?
It's uncanny how much this feels like the planet where we met you, Ensign.
Deja vu.
Either Alpha Omega C was designed to prepare us for this, or...
Or what?
Or both Alpha Omega C and this have been designed to prepare us for something else.
We were promised there'd be answers here.
But not necessarily all the answers. Just the next set.
I've been living in illusions for months. I've discovered my life to be a lie 5 times. Why not make it 6?
5 times?
For me. In the VR on Alpha Omega C, I discovered my Confederation life had been a lie. Then I discovered the idyllic ranch life was a lie. Then that the Confederation was a lie again after all. Then the body switch planet, then the underworld, and now I'm here.
We have to stay grounded. Have to remember who we are.
But we don't know who we are.
We're a team. A unit. We work together. It doesn't matter if the Galactic Confederation exists or the Chimera exists. You're still my crew. We'll make it through this as a crew.
Thanks to your glorious leadership, oh my captain.
The captain is doing the best he can.
QuietPlease.org presents Beyond Awakening. Starring John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty LaQuill, and Gwyneth Knight as Ensign Trisha Blackburn. Episode 7, Earth.
Fresh air again.
Commander LaQuill, your assessment.
This appears to be a city similar to what one might have found on Earth a few centuries ago.
That's what I was thinking.
I'd say 21st century.
With one big difference.
What difference?
I'm pretty sure Earth's 21st century cities had people in them.
Could there be a trivial explanation for why we haven't encountered anyone yet?
Maybe it's a high UV day and they're sheltering at home?
UV sheltering didn't happen until the end of the 21st century, after geoengineering to combat climate change opened a hole in their ozone layer. But everything here looks early 21st century.
Well, Doctor, I'm sure you have a theory by now. You always do. Spit it out. Enlighten us.
Everything we've been told about what awaits us in reality. The idea that we haven't lived and were going to be born. Using that to describe waking up from VR would be stupidly obtuse. And we know reality has people. I think we can safely chalk this one up as another in the illusion column.
What does it mean? Why are we here?
There's something here that's supposed to teach us something.
Gee, thanks for that penetrating insight.
So what can we do?
We'll explore, like we've always done.
We'll run the maze like good little lab rats until we find the cheese.
Let's follow this street northward.
It's odd how the buildings are so short, with so much space between them.
Not all cities were dense.
But wouldn't it be bad for the environment?
Sure, but that didn't stop them.
Inconvenient for walking, too.
They drove everywhere in personal vehicles. Probably even a lot of internal combustion engines at this point in history.
A shame we don't have one.
Are you constantly misplacing your socks? Tired of being late for work because you are desperately searching for a matching pair? Introducing the Glimber Co. Smarty Sock. Our built-in AI will always tell you where the matching sock is. Change color based on ambient conditions. Light up at night for safety. Auto-adjust tightness according to activity, temperature, or verbal command. Monitor your health and make suggestions, and even let you know when they get smelly. Order now for a special price of just $4.99 a month per pair.
What was that?
It's called advertising, a way for companies to get people to buy their products or services. At this point in Earth's history, it was everywhere, even on the sides of buildings like this.
I don't understand. Couldn't people just seek out products they wanted to buy? Why would the products come to them unsolicited? Why would they allow companies to interrupt their lives?
They didn't have a choice. Their whole economy was built on convincing people to buy things they didn't need. They'd show these ads to millions of people, and if they could influence 1% of the audience, it was worth it.
That seems foolish.
It's just how things were, Misty.
There are lots of things in our primitive past that we're not too proud of. I just wonder why they're being shown to us now.
It's curious how each world we've been immersed in has been a different time period.
It's like we're time travelers.
But which era is the real world? The 23rd century? The 28th century? Or the 21st century?
Hey there, you four. Your country needs you to step up.
That video screen sees us?
That's right. You look like proud and loyal Americans. Please, let me talk with you about the present threat.
There's a threat?
That's right. We're all in danger from President Kruk's failures. Our coastal cities have gone to hell with years of historic floods. The drinking water of millions has been contaminated by saltwater intrusion, and sea level rise is accelerating. Your city's levees may not hold up to the more intense storms climate change brings, and your elderly neighbors are dying in summer heat waves. And it's only getting worse every year, more dangerous every year.
That's terrible.
Yes, it is. And the only things more terrible are Kruk's so-called solutions. He's raising your taxes and stoking inflation and unemployment in a tepid and useless attempt to reduce so-called greenhouse gas emissions, destroying the competitiveness of American companies and forcing them to move to other countries where they can go right on polluting. There's only one way you can save this great nation and save your city from destruction. And that's with a vote for our Business First platform, combining world-changing geoengineering innovation with tax breaks to encourage privately funded dikes around key infrastructure. Hey, come back here. You can't walk away from your responsibility as a citizen of a democracy. Our nation's future hinges.
That one wasn't a product.
It's a politician. Someone seeking to become a leader of this society.
Why does she waste her efforts on advertising? If her test scores are good enough, she'll get an entry-level appointment, won't she?
She's running for the top job, leader of the nation.
But wouldn't she have to be high up in the government already? And wouldn't the choice of leader be made by the peers at her level who know and understand her work?
That's how it works on Cthulhu and in the Confederation's interplanetary hierarchy, but not here in 21st century America. You didn't need any experience to run for the top job, and the decision was made by the general public.
So the public had time to study all the issues and come to an understanding of the strengths and weaknesses of the various candidates?
Well, no. Most of them didn't give it much thought and were easily swayed by personalized lies, micro-targeted at them by unscrupulous people like we just saw.
That's insane.
Perhaps, but there were a lot of worse governing systems out there at the time.
You seem to know a lot about the 21st century, Doctor.
I know a lot about everything.
Except you don't know if any of it is true.
Well, yes, there's that.
When we don't even know who we are, is there anything we can be sure of?
The transcendental unity of apperception.
The what?
That an experience is being had, of which the contents are all of this.
What you're saying is we know what we're currently experiencing?
Yes, I can be sure this is happening. Just not how to interpret it accurately in a wider context as true or false in regard to a hypothesized external reality, or which of my memories may relate to said hypothetical reality or be pure fiction.
You're babbling, Doc.
Wouldn't expect you to understand.
Hold up. What the hell is that up ahead?
It's a giant shoe, sir.
I can see that, and behind the shoe, there's a small, shoddily built castle.
And look, over there, a little house that looks like it's made out of sweets, and something else that looks like a pumpkin on wheels.
Theories?
Looks like what we call a Havanutron Cthunia, a place for developing imagination.
What?
She means a children's amusement park. If you'd been paying attention, we passed a sign a minute ago that said Fairy Tale Town.
Oh. Let's keep going. We'll go through it.
Seems an apt place for us.
What do you mean, Doctor?
Our lives have been fairy tales, and in some sense, apparently, we're children waiting to be born.
What's going on? What is this?
Sir, can you hear me?
Help! They're all over!
Sir, can you hear me?
They're gone!
Amusing.
What? What the fuck was that?
Children, my dear Captain. I'm not terribly very fond of them either, but you don't have to act like they're space aliens.
Space aliens I can handle, but all of that...
A brief demonstration of what a normal day might be like here, I presume?
I don't think I want to be here on a normal day.
Then I advise you not to have kids. Come on, let's keep moving and get this over with.
Looks like this is the exit up here.
Sir, what's the largest crowd you've ever been in?
Delta Sigma D. The whole planet is so overpopulated, you have to signal your intent to move and wait minutes for people to make space for you.
Did it bother you?
No, it was just another mission.
But that's just an implanted memory. Actually experiencing it could feel very different.
Could it?
I've been thinking. We don't know our true personalities, only the implanted memories of how we were supposed to be.
And you think there's a difference?
Why not?
You mean like the captain could be afraid of crowds and children, even though his implanted memories weren't?
Let's not talk about me anymore, please.
WPA Rock Garden?
A rock garden is a special decorative arrangement of rocks.
Open your damn eyes, Doc. Take in the greenery. It's a plant garden that happens to have a few rocks in it.
Then why name...
Stop worrying about the why. Deal with what's in front of you.
The advice of simple-minded people everywhere.
The snark of a coward.
Stop it, you two!
Excuse me, Ensign.
It's this heat. It's making you both cranky.
It is getting extraordinarily hot.
We can rest in the shade of this garden for a minute.
Sir, why don't we find a home or business to go inside? Even in the 21st century, I think your people had artificial cooling systems.
Our people.
We're next to 15th Avenue now. The numbers on this grid system are getting smaller as we go north. I feel we need to see the center of the city to understand it, and that should be another 14 blocks. Let's press on until we get there, then we can go inside.
It all made sense until 7th Avenue, but then suddenly it was Perkins Way instead of a numbered avenue. Then, eventually, we saw 3rd Avenue, and 3 cross streets later was 2nd Avenue. What crazy idiot designed this city?
Many Earth cities were developed and redeveloped haphazardly over the centuries, so they don't always appear to stick to their conventions.
Well, now we're at Broadway. I believe that's a name they give to important central streets.
But it still doesn't look very urban. Look, all these businesses are single-story separated buildings.
We may have reached the center of the city on the north-south axis, but not east-west. We're just coming up on 14th Street. They must number streets east-west and avenues north-south.
A sushi restaurant.
Do you like sushi, Ensign?
See, that's the whole problem. I remember liking sushi, but if it's a false memory, I've never actually had it. I might hate all the foods I think I love and love all the foods I think I hate.
Cthulhuan foods don't exist, so I'll never find out which ones I'd really like. It's just so disconcerting. If everything that makes me who I am, everything that shaped my personality, if all that is a lie, then what's my real personality?
Even if it's fictional, our pasts still determine who we are. Even if what made me the captain I am today didn't happen, I'm still who it made me. The death of my parents, escaping slavery, saving people, inspiring people, leadership skills, my tactical thinking, and thriving under pressure, it's all real.
I don't know about the rest of it, but at least your inflated ego is real.
What about you, Doc? Are you sure you're who your false memories have made you?
No, I don't think I am, and I don't want to be.
Don't you want an identity? To know who you are?
I don't want to be predetermined. I want to evolve beyond what somebody else decided would be my backstory and decide for myself who I'm going to be.
That's exactly what I'd expect you to say, Doc, based on your backstory.
Sir, I apologize, sir, but I cannot go another step.
Are you okay, Misty?
It's just this weak human form, sir. It can't tolerate walking so far in this weather. With my real body, it wouldn't be a problem.
Haven't you accepted that you're human yet? You've been told it's a fact.
Well, there's a river in front of us, so we won't be able to continue west much longer anyway. We'll rest here a while and consider our next move.
What are all these giant white cylinders?
Petroleum. It was an energy source back then. This looks to be some sort of storage or processing plant area.
They're labeled. That one says T-115 Chevron.
Chevron's denoted rank, right? It's a military thing?
No, they actually let private companies control their energy supply. I think Chevron was the name of the company.
That's crazy.
Hey, there's a sign up there by that crossing.
You mean the railroad track? Am I the only one who stayed awake in history class?
You know I didn't get traditional schooling, Doctor. Well, I'll go check out that sign. Sacramento River East Levee Enhancement Project Phase 2, California Corps of Engineers, 2035. You know, Misty?
Yes, sir?
This world is boring. Incredibly boring. I'm starting to think there's nothing for us to do here. No mission.
But why would they do that to us, sir?
Maybe that's the lesson of this world.
Boredom?
It could be that the real world is a very boring place compared to the fantasies we've been living.
God, I sure hope not. If it's real, shouldn't it feel fuller? More vibrant? More exciting?
But isn't it a lot easier to design a fake life to be exciting and fulfilling? Like in entertainment?
Exactly. Boredom may be a hint that an experience wasn't designed.
But the real world must also be designed by the creator.
I don't want to debate your religion right now, but if there's that kind of creator, he doesn't individualize his design to make it interesting for you. The real universe might be interesting as a whole, but not from the perspective of every one of the countless trillions of inhabitants, whereas our experience is individualized for the four of us, assuming you three are real, with our whole universe designed to cater to just us.
I suppose. But then, if we're so unimportant, why have we been put through all this?
Right. All the attention somebody's been putting into deceiving us suggests we could be pretty important. And would they have given us these heroic roles and memories if they didn't want us to be heroes?
Or maybe our importance suggests we're generating these delusions ourselves.
What?
We're not getting anywhere wandering the streets trying to find an important-looking part of town or whatever it is you're doing. Why not find the nearest building, go into it, and see if the mere act of going indoors changes something?
Anything to get us out of the heat.
Fine. Let's split up. Commander Liquel and I will take the first building we find to the south. Dr. Earhart and Ensign Blackburn will find the first building northward.
Animals!
The sign said Front Street Animal Shelter. What did you expect?
Aw, shut up and let me enjoy this. How long have they left you stuck in that cage?
For its entire non-life, which probably stopped when we opened the front door.
You're really determined to be grumpy today, aren't you, Doc?
Are you seriously going to waste your time with these furry phantoms?
Oh, ignore the bad man. I'll get you all some food.
Fine. You carry on with that farce while I check the back room.
Hello, Clay.
Finally. Now let's get to the truth.
Good to see you too.
I'm fed up with being your goddamned lab rat.
Is that what you think is happening here?
It's either that, or maybe I'm a madman going through an infinite series of self-delusions that'll never end.
I can assure you, neither is the case.
No, you can't.
Excuse me?
There's nothing you can say that I couldn't have imagined.
You are teetering on the edge there, aren't you, Clay?
Wouldn't you be?
I'm ready to give you what you want. This is the final unreal world for you.
What do you mean by that? Are you going to terminate me?
Silly. Back up, Clay. You're going to reality.
And what's that?
Complicated. So much more complicated than fantasy.
So tell me, why have you put me through all this?
You've been slowly acclimated to certain changes. It's easier this way than if you jump straight from where you started to your ultimate destination.
You thought this was a kindness? Destroying my ability to trust anything is the ultimate cruelty.
Reality can be cruel, though. Maybe fantasy is easier. Maybe you're better off here.
I'm ready to face any reality, rather than go on not knowing if there really is one.
What about the others? Are they ready? It takes some longer than others.
I think I can safely say they're all as sick of this farce as I am and will only get less ready if it continues.
Then, let's call everybody together. Give you all a better idea of what you're going to be dealing with before we flip the switch. Once we do this, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. Your lives will be irrevocably transformed, and not necessarily to your advantage.
Are you saying this is a red pill versus blue pill situation? That we can choose the comfort of fantasy or the hardship of reality?
I suppose, in a way.
I'm made for hardship, forged from hardship. I have nothing to fear.
That's not the sort of hardship the real world puts people through. You're thinking of exciting, epic hardships, adventures against long odds, quests to do the impossible, banding together to overthrow evil empires.
And what are you talking about?
Trivial hardships. The frailties of your body. Adjusting to a world where you're more limited, where you're not the center of the story, where terrible things happen, but you can't swoop in and save the day. Knowing that any difference you can make in righting the wrongs of the world will be only a minuscule drop in the bucket. And that the world will carry on after you basically the same, as if you'd never been born.
If I can handle epic hardships, I sure as hell can handle trivial hardships.
Well, see, I'm worried about you, Mac, more than the others.
Excuse me, Minnie.
Yes, Misty.
We were told there'd be a debate about whether we're human.
Personally, I consider you human beings. You're biologically human. It's a question of what your minds are. Your whole C'Thunian experience, Misty. I hope it prepared you to grapple with the questions that will come.
Now you're just being willfully enigmatic.
Not at all. I just don't want to go down an hours-long rabbit hole on a topic that would prevent me from getting to your other questions.
You mentioned preparing us. You're saying these fake worlds we've been through have all been designed to prepare us for the real world?
Well, I mean, in a general sense. And with some specific twists meant to prepare you for twists the real world will throw at you. But not in the sense of everything being carefully honed to a purpose. Most of it is just generated from prompts.
Besides my species change, what else was meant to prepare us?
The VR scenarios. Waking up in different bodies from the one you've known. Being dead. Discovering technologies you've taken for granted aren't real. And this world, 21st century Sacramento. The Sacramento I live in is like this one, except much more populated.
So we are on Earth in reality?
Yes.
Early mid-21st century Earth?
Yes.
And it's very much like what history class has taught me about it?
Yes.
All these answers, all these words, they don't really mean anything to me. And they're not going to help me. I need to be there. I need to experience reality. Then I'll have better questions, and then I'll be able to understand the answers.
Does everyone feel the same, Miss Tricia?
I do.
Yes.
Let's get on with it. Let's end this fantasy.
It's going to be shocking and confusing for you.
We understand that.
We'd rather be confused by reality than be confused by another illusion.
If there's one thing we're totally prepared for, it's confusion.
Okay, here goes.
Beyond Awakening, Episode 7, Earth, was written and produced by Paul Niram. It starred David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, Gwyneth Knight as Ensign Tricia Blackburn, Mel Crushmore as Minnie Earhart, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty LaQuille, Audrey J. Williams as the politician, Nala Campbell as the computer, Jose Montalvo as the pitchman, and Paul Niram as the announcer. Music licensed from Joel Studler and Creative Commons Zero on public domain sources. Thank you for listening to Season 1. We hope to be back with a Season 2 in 2025, but that will depend on your support. If you've enjoyed the show, please help raise awareness for it. For updates, check out our website at quietplease.org/awakening. Meanwhile, feel free to check out other quietplease.org productions, such as 253 Matilda, Minding Accident Theater, 100 Second Theater, Quiet Please Originals, Quiet Please Recreations, and To Spit in God's Eye.